back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. It is 9 o'clock. That must mean only one thing.
Yeah.
News with Robin, everybody.
No.
I couldn't believe it.
Live.
And I said my mace. I was like, no, mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's your game.
From the 97.1 News Desk. Here's Robin.
But I got some snow.
Yeah.
All right, what's in the news, Robin? Oh,
so many things. Well, first we have Dr. Laura Schlesinger seemed to have undergone a minor stroke on her show today.
Whoa.
The famous talk show host was giving parenting advice when something started to sound very wrong, and we have audio of this. L35,
Dr. Laura, man.
Wow, this on her show today?
On her show, yes, just it.
All right, here we go.
KFI, AM 640.
I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger, my number 1-800-DR-LAURA. Marcella, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Dr. Laura. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Thank you.
My basic question is, how can I help my two boys? I have a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old boy. Make good choices even when I'm not there, like if they're with my husband or at school or with a baby.
They're very small children. That's an expectation you can't have. They need supervision, repetition, consequences. Supervision, repetition, consequences. Again and again and again and again.
I guess I just have a hard time with it because I feel like when they're with me, they can be very good. But when
they're small children.
Yeah.
They need supervision, repetition, consequences. Supervision, repetition, consequences. Supervision, repetition, consequences. Supervision, repetition, consequences.
I got the repetition.
Again and again and again and again and again and again. And again, and again, and again, and again. Supervision, repetition, repetition,
and
repetition,
repetition.
KFI, AM 640.
There she goes.
What happened? They dump out of her show and put on Wayne Resnick or something?
I don't know what they did over there, but that's what they need. Supervision,
repetition,
consequences.
Supervision, repetition, consequences. Again.
Supervision.
And again.
Repetition.
And again, and again, and again.
And all of a sudden, time for John and Ken. All right, what's in the news? What else, Robin?
Well, upset that their 7-year-old son wouldn't wear a Green Bay Packers jersey during the team's playoff victory Saturday, a parent restrained the boy for an hour with tape and taped the jersey onto him.
Wow.
And this abusive incident was caught on tape when it was filmed for the episode of a hit show, Super Nanny. Yeah. And we have the clip of this, N93.
All right, let's not judge the guy right away.
Really?
I mean, he's a major fan. Let's not call it abuse.
So you want me to withhold judgment?
Yeah, he that kid was told to put that jersey on, and he should have done it. What's the cart number?
That is N33.
N33. All right, here we go.
Jimmy, this is Nanny Joe.
Hi, Nanny Joe. I'm Chubby.
Hello, little Chummy. What seems to be the problem, Mum?
Well, we just don't understand. Everyone is coming over to watch the Packers game, and we all wear our Packers jerseys, and Jimmy will not put on his Packers jersey.
I don't like the Packers. I like the Giants. I'm a Giants fan.
Chummy, you're being very, very naughty. You put on your jersey or you're going to have to sit on the naughty spot.
No, you're mean.
Okay, Mom, you've given him a warning.
Now
what you're going to do is you're going to duct tape the jersey onto his body.
There we go.
What?
Are you sure?
I am absolutely sure his behavior is unacceptable and he has to learn to do what Mommy says. Here's the duct tape, Mom.
Oh, God.
The Packers suck!
Thank God.
Oh, boy. All right, well, major fans of the Packers.
You know, one thing that I can glean from all of this is I'm really glad that normal people are having kids, you know?
Yes, absolutely. All right, what else is happening in that news, Robin?
Well, Hillary Clinton flight attendant Not exactly, but presidential hopeful did impersonate one briefly on Wednesday as her new campaign plane made its first voyage with journalists on board. And we have the audio of her in-flight welcome, H-46.
All right, H-46. And by the way, this clip is a minute four. If you got to really prepare yourself for the unfunniest minute on the planet.
Okay, are you suggesting to the audience that Senator Clinton might have a problem in the comedy department?
I don't know if she does outside of this clip, but I know in this clip there was some trouble.
So she's not at her, she's not shining brightest when it comes to comedy in this minute four.
No, everything was dead on, and it's the unfunniest minute four in the history of audio.
Do you think she ad-libbed it, or do you think it was...
No, she read it off the wall. It was taped to the wall. And she read it.
So,
and she's playing a flight attendant on her plane that's flying across country.
So don't you think somebody on her campaign staff is somebody with a sense of humor could write it?
Yeah, but they should find, you know, how many Hollywood writers are out of work right now?
Right. I mean, and
all of them?
And how many millions of dollars does that campaign have?
Yeah, can't they, you know, hire somebody and put them on that plane and punch this crap up? Jesus Christ.
Negative story about me. Now, in a few minutes, I'm going to switch off the fasten your seatbelt sign. However, I've learned lately that things can get awfully bumpy when you least expect it. So you might want to keep those seatbelts fastened. And in the event of an unexpected drop in poll numbers, this plane will be diverted to New Hampshire. If you look out from the right, you'll see an America saddled with tax cuts for the wealthiest and a war without end. If you look out from the left, you'll see an America with a strong middle class at home and a strong reputation in the world. Once we've reached cruising altitude, we'll be offering in-flight entertainment, my stump speech, in its many variations. Once again, thank you for joining us on Hill Force One. We know you have choices when you fly, and so we are grateful that you chose the plane with the most experienced candidate. Thank you all. Have a great flight.
Wow, these guys have to give her that fake ass applause. Oh, baby.
Now, here's the amazing thing. You're at 35,000 feet. Maybe you're congested. You have, all sorts of stuff going on.
And she's doing shtick.
And you have two options. One is sit there feeling like ass, laughing, charity laugh at your boss's really bad material. Or option B, which I might seriously consider... stepping out of the plane.
Just getting off.
I mean, at that point, I mean, at 35,000 feet, I'm sitting there looking at Hillary Clinton doing really bad comedy. She's in the pantsuit. I think I'm getting off the plane. And I don't think I'm asking anyone to open a door. I think I'm just going to run for the door. I'm just going to charge. And just all 220 pounds into the door. Out into the 35,000 feet and maybe get chopped up by an engine or something.
Somebody should have had balls and said, hey, sweetheart, give me a pillow and a blanket. Right. All right, what else in the news, Robin?
Hey, how about some mimosa, bitch?
All right, what else is going on there?
Well, finally, the world of weekend programming seems to be getting stranger every day.
Uh-oh.
With mortgage and health shows being the staple of the weekend format, KABC's Al Rantel is now hosting a sponsored show, but has adjusted the show to suit the average age of the KABC listener.
Oh.
And we have a clip of it right here. A64.
All right. Al Rantel's doing a weekend show for KBC.
Oh,
good
like
for
a,
him.
Like a sponsored show?
I guess so. Bring a couple extra bucks.
It's like Jerry's Colon show.
Yeah, I understand that. All right, here we go.
I'm Sharon Dale. Now the Al Rantel Show on 790 KABC. Talk radio with passion.
All right, everyone. A very good evening to you. Welcome back to Plot Talk here at Talk Radio 790 KABC, where we get you all hooked up, for lack of a better term, for the great dirt nap. And, you know, this is going to happen to everyone. You know, a lot of these liberals run around, especially in San Francisco and Berkeley and Northern California, and they think they're invincible. How do we know they think that? Well, look at the lifestyle they lead. But eventually, there's going to come a time we're all going to be at the morgue, and you need to have plans for that. That's why here on Plot Talk, we make it very easy to select your plot and know exactly where you'll be at Forest Lawn. You can go check it out and maybe take some photographs so you know exactly where you'll be and your family members will be. Now, speaking of family members, here on Plot Talk on KABC, if you buy four plots, you get four for the price of two.
Wow.
And we throw in a month's supply of Natron's Healthy Trinity.
Oh,
is that unbelievable?
That stuff.
A probiotic and four grave plots if you call right now. And you do. You have to call right now. That's 1-800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-KABC. I'm Al Rantel. This is Plot Talk on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
All right. There he goes, everybody.
There he goes. Well, I guess, you know, if there's a, you know, there is a need, I guess, you know, to sell and make these services available to the public, Tim.
I guess so. All right. Anything else in the news there, Robin?
No, that's what's happening.
All right. The news with Robin, everybody.
Robin with the news.
Oh, boy. All right, King. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. And I got something. I got an interesting email today.
Right.
It said, men are just happier people. And it was sort of some demonstration during that segment. It says here, men are just happier people. What do you expect from such simple creatures? And I don't find that insulting anymore. I used to find, my mom used to call me a simpleton. And I found that rather insulting when I was a kid. But now I thought maybe she was onto something.
Well, but maybe. I mean, hold on a second. Before we jump to any conclusions or draw any conclusions, I should say, about Big Mac, the Redbird, right? She called herself?
Yeah.
Maybe when your mom, how old were you when she called you a simpleton?
Probably age 2 through about 15.
Maybe at like 4 or 5 when she was calling you a simpleton or 2 or 3, maybe it was a term of endearment, Tim. Have you ever thought about that? Maybe.
I can't imagine it was, but who knows? Maybe. I don't know. Doesn't matter. But anyway, I am very proud to say that I'm a simple guy. I'm not very complex at all.
That's true.
I don't like people irritating me. I don't have, you know, huge needs. Like, I don't need to see Europe.
Right, right.
I don't need to travel the world.
Right, you don't want to put a backpack on and go, to, you know, through a rainforest.
Right. I don't need a $100,000 car. I don't need to live in Beverly Hills.
Uh-huh.
Simple guy.
Right.
Simple means. And I tell you, once you give in to your simpleness, life becomes very easy. All right, but these are the areas where guys have the advantage because they are simple creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Well, sure.
Now, is that part of the
big part of it?
Big part of it is just you know, not having any control over bodily functions and just letting carbonated belches just fly, even if you're on the radio in Los Angeles. That's
exactly right.
All part of leading a simple lifestyle.
Yeah, I accidentally farted in my daughter's face the other day. She walked by me as I farted.
All right, Tim.
And she's only 2.5 years old. So,
Tim.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're on the air.
Can you just read the story?
All right, here we go. These are the areas where men have better lives because they're just simpler lives.
Right.
Your last name always stays put. Never have to worry about hyphenating. Never have to worry about changing your name. It always stays Whitman.
Right. I'll always be Brian Whitman.
Unless.
Oh, I won't ever do that.
You never know.
No, I won't.
All right. If gay marriage eventually becomes legal.
I didn't mean that.
Oh. But then you have to think about it. I mean, would you hyphenate your name?
No.
Would you make him take yours?
Tim, I'm not gay.
I'm not saying you are. I'm saying if you ever married another guy, would you make him take your name?
No. What I thought you were referring to was the is the trend that a lot of men are taking their wives' names.
Oh, get out of here. Who does that?
That's what I thought you were referring to. I didn't think you were referring to me being involved in a gay marriage. I thought
I'm not saying you. I'm just saying men. I mean, if men marry other men, do they take on the same name or do they keep their own names or do they hyphenate?
I think it's important for a family to share a name. I think that part of being a family.
Like, would it be Robert Evans Johnson?
Oh, well, I don't. Give me the names of the guys. Who's getting married here?
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson. He's a gay dude.
And Paul Edwards.
Paul Edwards. Okay. Robert and Paul need to decide who's wearing the pants. And Paul needs to become Johnson, or Robert needs to become Edwards.
All right.
Because part of a family, again, I'm going to say this at the risk of repeating myself, part of a family unit is sharing a name. That's part of the experience.
There you go. All right. Simple reasons why men are happier people. The garage is all yours. Women very rarely have a stake in anything in the garage. They might keep some of their crap in there, but they never are in there fooling around or tooling around or anything. You never, like, when you drive around the streets of Southern California, perhaps you're back east,
right,
and you see somebody futzing around in a garage, it's never a woman.
It's always a guy.
Never. It's always a guy having a cigarette and a beer and trying to put that car together, or, you know.
Maybe he's got some alcohol hidden out there.
Oh, yeah. I have a refrigerator filled with beer in my garage.
Your wife knows it's there, obviously.
Yeah, she does. All right. Wedding plans take care of themselves when you're a guy.
Because you don't do anything.
You don't do anything. I'm living proof of that. I didn't do a thing.
You didn't. You did nothing, right?
I think I went to see the place where we were going to have the wedding once.
You had to get fitted, obviously. Somebody had to. You had to put on a tuxedo to see if it fit.
No, I bought a tuxedo for like $400 or $500. And so I didn't have to rent that. It was just a very simple thing. But all the plans for the wedding, taken care of by Jennifer, my stepmother, her mother. It was great.
While you were in the garage.
While I was doing something else. All right. Chocolate is just another snack for a guy. Right?
Yes. Women have kind of an odd relationship with chocolate. For guys, you know, actually, last night is a pretty good example. I had no snacks in the house. I had Funyuns, and I ate those. I love Funyuns. And then there was chocolate there.
Ate that, too.
It was just left over from, like, Christmas.
Yeah.
So I just ate it. But for a woman, that would have been a big thing. She would, like, you know,
Emotional over it.
Yes, put the chocolate on her lap and really, you know, look through the chocolates and try some and, you know, take a bite out of one and not like it. I just ate every one of them.
All right, here's another reason why men are happier. You can be president. Look at that.
Well, Tim, I think that, you know, Hillary Clinton is proving that particular statistic, that particular
not yet
piece of evidence.
Not yet. Here's another one, why men's lives are better, because they're happier people. And they're happier because you can never get pregnant. Isn't that great? You can also wear a T-shirt to a water park. You notice that?
That's true.
Like older dudes walk around a water park just with a T-shirt on.
Yeah, if you go to Raging Waters in San Dimas.
Yeah, it's San Dimas, Rick.
Please, I'm in the middle of a sentence.
Here's another one.
How about you don't menstruate? You're no period.
Yeah. Car mechanics will tell you the truth. When you go in to have your car serviced, they'll lay the truth on you most of the time.
If you're a dude.
Yeah. If you're a chick, they will lie to you and they will try to take your money from you. I know that because I went through it. Also, the world is your urinal. If you are a man.
Oh, that's sweet.
You can literally pull over and the world becomes your toilet.
It doesn't necessarily have a flushing mechanism.
Doesn't matter. You don't need one.
But nonetheless, it is your urinal.
Yeah. You never have to drive to another gas station restroom because the one you're in is just too icky.
That's true.
Never happens.
That's true. I've never...
always used the bathroom wherever I pulled over.
Yeah, well, I don't use public restrooms for, you know, number two, but...
Also, here's another advantage of being a guy and why guys are happier people.
Yeah.
You never have to stop to think which way to turn a bolt. You know, when you unscrew it or screw it on.
All right, okay.
Never have to stop and think.
You never have to stop and look at it and stare.
No, you never have to try it the wrong way and then go the other way. Okay. You always know which way it goes.
Right, and it's a time saver.
Yes. Also, here's another one. Wrinkles add character.
Oh, that's true. Now, you think of a guy like Jack Nicholson, his face getting all wrinkled up as he gets older, or Robert Redford.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they look more distinguished.
Here's another reason why men are happier people than women. Same work, more pay.
Say it again.
I love Funyuns. Same work, more pay. Also, wedding dresses are $5,000. Tux rental, $100. Wedding dress, $5,000. Tux rental, $1,000. All right. The reason why men are happier than women. 520-9710. Perhaps you want to add to this list. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
I'm going to throw one out there into the break.
Barrow.
Takes probably a tenth of the time in the morning to get ready to leave the house. You can sleep that much more because it takes that much less time to get ready.
Yeah, I can literally take a shower, get dried, get dressed, do all the prep work in 10 minutes.
Right, and your wife is still literally in the shower.
My wife's not that slow. She may be 15 to 20. But there are some chicks who are like an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah, well, 45 minutes at least, yeah.
All right, the reasons why men are happier than women, 520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
I love Funyuns.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. It's easier to be a guy than it is to be a woman. A couple of more reasons.
I think that's true. I think it's definitely true.
Much easier.
Much easier.
People never stare at your chest while they're talking to you.
Right.
The occasional well-rendered belch is practically expected. New shoes don't cut, blister, or mangle your feet.
That's true.
One mood all the time.
Well.
For some of us. Phone conversations are over in 30 seconds flat. For some of us. You know stuff about tanks. 5-day vacation requires one suitcase. You can open up all your jars.
We sharks? We have different layers of teeth.
You can get extra credit for the slightest act of thoughtfulness.
Well, also, as a dude, I mean, think of how much easier it is to put yourself together. I mean, we can wear anything. You know, like chicks have to, you know, like they can't just walk out of the house. You know, a guy can just literally wear anything. You can wear, you know, sweatpants with a button-down shirt like I do.
Right.
You can do that.
If somebody forgets to invite you to a party, they're still your friend.
Right, right.
You don't chicks, that's a deal breaker.
Right, right, right.
Your underwear is $8.95 for a three-pack. Three pairs of shoes are enough. The same hairstyle lasts you for years, maybe decades. You only have to shave your face and neck. You can play with toys your whole life. Your belly usually hides your big hips. One wallet. And one pair of shoes, one color, for all seasons.
That's true.
Another reason why it's easier to be a guy, you can go with or without a mustache. It's up to you.
That's it. I mean, a chick does not have that luxury.
She does not. Also, you can wear shorts no matter how bad your legs look. You can also do your nails with a pocket knife. And you can do Christmas shopping for 25 relatives on December 24th in 25 minutes. George in Pasadena, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Sure.
Oh, actually, I work in West Hollywood for post production company, and I work with 14 women. Mm. So it's, you know.
Sure.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's pretty fun every single day.
Sure.
Right. Hello.
I love Funyuns.
Yes. Hello.
Hey, George, we're going to give you something, all right?
Yes.
Hold on one second.
Because you were such a good call, we want to reward you.
You ready?
Yes.
All right, we're going to put you on hold, then Gina will pick up here, okay?
Yes.
Hold on 1 second. The next voice you'll hear will be Gina Grad. She'll give you a prize. Hold on 1 second. Great call, by the way.
Yeah.
Caller?
Yes.
Hello, how are you today?
Yes.
Can I please have your first name only and your birth date, please?
Whatever.
There he goes.
He's an idiot.
He had just enough.
Jason in Arcadia, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yes, hi. I'm a physics teacher, and I work with all women school.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's fun.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
Idiots.
I have a few observations.
I don't know what station they're listening to.
I have a few observations about this particular segment and these particular...
I told you yesterday, I said I'd put some of these callers up against any other radio show as the dumbest callers on the planet.
And
you defended the callers.
I did. I defended the callers to the show.
How can you still do that?
Well, I'm on shakier ground tonight. It seems that with the calls that have been taken in this particular segment, there seems to be background noise. There seems to be some sort of recreation, some sort of recreating, some sort of work, some sort of task.
Well, they also don't understand what we're talking about.
Right, but
we're talking about that it's easier to be a guy than it is to be a woman. And these guys call me and go, I work with women.
Right, but you can't even get to that.
I work with 14 women.
You can't even get to a conversation about the topic unless you have even the most rudimentary sense of telephone etiquette, which involves speaking into the handset.
Well, I'm not even talking about that.
Well, I am. And not making a lot of background noise or cans. You know what it sounded like? It sounded like those guys were stacking cans and then throwing a softball.
Yeah, but the bigger picture is that they don't know what we're talking about.
Well, you see, I think that comes second to the most rudimentary sense of telephone etiquette.
You're almost like them, where you don't know what I'm even talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I
must be on another planet tonight.
I know exactly what you're talking
about.
All
right, Mike in Rancho Santa Margaritaville. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you. That's hilarious. Yeah, the thing that's so obvious to me is we don't bleed every month.
Yeah, I know. That's got to be the worst.
Yeah, that's terrible, isn't it?
I don't know what that's like because I've had like major cramps after having a bad meal. But I can't imagine having major cramps every month like that.
And
it has nothing to do with what you eat or drink. You just get them automatically.
Right. They're coming no matter what.
Yeah.
And you can't escape it.
Ugh. It's a pain in the ass.
You feel bad for them. Well, that's why you got to be nice to them during that time. I mean, you really do have to be nice to them. Because, I mean, think of what's happening
to them.
That's
tough to do.
I know. Think of what they're going through.
I know.
So try to be nice.
Jose in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello, Tom.
Try it. Hello, Jose.
I got it.
Can't do
Pat,
it.
Pat, I'm going to say it like him, too. Pat Harvey's breasts.
Craig and Corona, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing today?
All right, dude.
All right, I have two. Is it okay?
Yeah.
All right, the first one is what makes it easier for men is that we get to stand up when we urinate.
All right.
All right. And the second one was...
highbrow for the audience, but we'll take it.
Okay, and of course, the second thing is that we get to look at women all day.
Another one.
Well, but women get to do that,
too. Very intellectual. All right, buddy, we thank you for calling.
I mean, again, this has to be something that only men can do that makes us happier. I mean, a lesbian chick can look at women all day.
That's true. I don't think they do, though. I don't think that women are, like, physically attracted to them like guys are.
I would agree that men are much more visually stimulated. But don't you think that a lesbian chick checks out other chicks?
Yeah, I guess so.
She would have to, wouldn't she?
Yeah. Don on the 57. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I got a feeling that the best one, and to me, is that we die sooner.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
It is awesome. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. Yeah, guys get to check out early.
Yeah, and let somebody else handle all the paperwork and stuff.
Right, that's why when you go to an old folks home like Laguna Hills or what's the other one down in Seal Beach? The old folks
Leisure World.
It's 99% women. There's like a couple of guys who've held on.
Right.
But they're, you know, cross-eyed and S-ing their pants.
Right.
They're barely there.
But the women are active.
Yeah, the women are going around. They're playing bingo. They're, you know, doing paper mache. They're knitting, and not a lot of missing the old man. Yeah. Not a lot of crying around.
Well,
there.
Maybe privately they will.
Yeah, maybe they do, but I don't think they do.
Maybe they mourn.
I mean, how can you not hate your wife after 40 years?
I hope Jennifer's not listening tonight.
Nah, she understands. But I think that, I mean, how can you not hate who you're living with for 40 years.
Yeah, 40 years is a long time to see the same person and put up with their habits.
It doesn't matter even if they're the greatest person on the planet.
Yeah, I kind of understand you. I do. I kind of understand.
Yeah, have you ever worked with somebody for like 10 years and they're like a great guy, but you still can't stand them?
No, I'm not going to admit to that. No. Yeah. No.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
no, but if I were married for 30 years, for 40 years, and you're sleeping in bed next to that person, you've gone through every medical condition with them.
Right. She can only do things over the 40 years that adds up to complete hatred.
That's correct.
Of her.
Right, that's correct.
That's the only way that she can roll.
Understood. Got it.
No matter what she does.
Right.
Even if she tries to not piss you off for 40 years.
She
can only look at her after being married for 40 years and go, I effing hate you.
And it's not her fault.
Well, sometimes it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, it's the Conway and Whitman Show. The advantages of being a man rather than being a chick. And there's a ton of them, man. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Happy New Year, Tim.
You too, dude. All right, it is not big news here, but it is an email I received today from a friend. How many different ways it is easier for guys than for women? And it almost is like in every single aspect of life, it's easier to be a guy.
Right, in every category of life. I mean, there are countless, innumerable ways in which it's easier to function as a guy in society than it is to function as a woman.
The only area where guys are still, I think, far behind is finding a chick who makes enough money where you can stay at home with the kids.
Well, right. And that's a big one, by the way. It's ultimately easier to be a chick in our society in terms of, caring for oneself. Because a hot chick can always find a dude to go to work for 10 hours a day while she sits at home and watches TV or goes shopping. So, and the second area, there's a second area. The second area is sex. It's easier in our society for a chick to get sex.
Right.
So those are the two areas where I would part company with this survey, but otherwise I'm totally in.
All right, let's talk to, George in La Puente. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
I got a couple, actually. How about we can drive pretty much anything?
Yeah, you can drive, like a truck or a stick shift, an automatic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't take long for us to learn how to drive it.
Yeah, and then another thing, we think farts are funny.
Yeah. No, I'm 44 and I still laugh at farts. I think I always will. All right, let's talk to Scott and on the 60 freeway. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, you big studs.
Hey.
Love the show.
Thank you, man.
One benefit for the men is that the older we get, the more distinguished we get, and the hotter chicks we can get.
Well, you're right. I mean, Father Time is more gracious to dudes. I mean, guys are, guys get older and they're just kind of, distinguished-looking older man. Chicks get older and they have to have plastic surgery and all that.
Yeah, I mean, eventually, even if you have a hot chick, eventually you're going to wake up. If you stay with her long enough, you're going to wake up on a Sunday morning.
And she's going to be next to you?
She's going to be laying next to you and you're going to look over and you go, God damn, man, I'm married to Joy Behar. Joy Behar is sitting next to me. How'd that happen?
Right. Well, now, will that come as a surprise to you, or that'll creep up on you?
No, it creeps up on you. But the day you finally give in to, that's JB. It's tough to get it back.
Sure, sure. Once you get that in your head.
It's hard to imagine not growing to hate her.
I understand, Tim.
It really is.
Got it. I got it.
And she doesn't like you either.
Right. I mean, you think
after 40 years, couples have nothing to say to each other. The kids are gone, and they're just roommates.
She's not crazy about you either, anyway.
Nah, she can't stand you. Jim in San Dimas, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, great show, guys.
Well, thank you, Jim. How are things in San Dimas?
Dimas, Rick.
please, I'm in the middle of a sentence. Go right ahead, Jim.
Well, I want to tell you guys that it's socially acceptable for men to go outdoors without a shirt on.
That's correct, even though I will go out occasionally in the front yard without a shirt on, I still feel uncomfortable.
Well, I feel uncomfortable when I don't wear a shirt because of my physical appearance. But, if I were, a normal dude, not that, and I can't think of one around here, Jerry, Randy, I just can't think of you're kind of normal,
too. Thank you, bud.
If I were normal like you in terms of appearance, I would have no problem walking around without a shirt.
I can't stand it still. I'm uncomfortable.
You don't have cans or anything?
Nah, but I'm just not in good shape, and I get weird looks from the neighbors.
Are you self-conscious about your nipples?
Nah, I just don't want to, freak out the kids across the street.
Are there kids across the street?
Yeah.
Yeah. Young kids too, right?
Five and eight, I think?
Yeah, that's young enough. I understand.
Yeah. Two good kids. All right, let's talk to Steve on the 5 North. It's easier to be a dude. Is that right?
Yeah, it's actually Steve on Newhall Ranch right now.
All right. Well, all right. Wally in Fullerton, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
All right.
Listen, we have the ability as men to have, like, MacGyveritis, where we can take any situation and find this common sense solution in it.
Right.
I can eat cook a steak on a box and make a plate, a fork, and a knife.
Sure.
And live.
Right.
All right. Thanks for calling. I love that drop.
Now, sure. Now the drop is sure. It's me. I'm just saying sure.
Sure.
I'm reacting, obviously, to something you're saying or something a caller is saying, but I'm in reaction mode.
Sure.
It's not sure. It's not sure. It's sure.
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 Some of the other ones on the list, I'll read them all for you here.
Sure.
What makes a woman happy? Children.
Sure. 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 Sure.
All right. The advantages of being a dude. Bob in Orange County, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, I was going to say it's guaranteed that a guy's going to have an orgasm during sex, whereas a woman,
that's,
you never know.
Yeah, it's mostly true. I think that's
mostly guaranteed.
Yeah, it's mostly a guarantee. Yeah.
Except for Jerry. Jerry's like 50-50.
Hey, Jerry was telling me just off the air yesterday that he has a problem that he...
can't hit it?
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Guy can't take any more bad press, man.
Sure.
This show.
Sure.
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 All
sure.
Right.
Sure.
Ramina in Beverly Hills, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Oh, my God.
Ramina.
No.
Did we just call the set of The Shining?
No.
What's up with you?
Not much. How are you?
What's the heritage of that name? Where is that? Where are you from?
The name is Italian. I'm Persian myself.
Yeah, you're Persian. Now, do you have a lot of Persian guys, running around Beverly Hills trying to hit on you?
Sure.
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 Do you have to marry a Persian guy?
Oh, good question, Tim.
No, he has to be Jewish, though.
Oh, he does. Because you heard about those two girls who were Middle Eastern in New York, and they were dating, there were two sisters, and they were dating somebody who wasn't a Muslim, and the father killed both of them.
Yeah, that was a bit extreme.
What?
I guess he told him.
Ciao.
He told him more than once.
Now, what if a guy converts for you? Is that fine, Ramina, if he just converts to, say he's a Catholic dude and he converts to Judaism? Would that be all right?
That's even hotter, I think.
Wow. All right.
That's more
yeah.
Tough, though.
Huh? Now, Jerry Wachowski is Jewish, and to prove it, he's going to sing you a little song here, baby.
Here we go.
You ready?
Yes.
And he's a hot dude. And here's the song. I hope you can sing along with them.
It's almost like a serenade.
I'm sure you know it. Jerry Wachowski, serenading Ramina.
Hava Nagila Hava Nagila Brain Mitzvot Sav Hava Nagila Hava Nagila Hava Nagila brain mitzvot Havana run 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 Havana run 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 Havana run 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 brain mitzvot Hey Uru Achim Abraham mitzvotei Abraham mitzvotei Abraham mitzvotei.
All right. How about waking up next to that guy every morning? All right, Ramina, what are you calling
because I got in my friend's car, and he said that you guys were talking about what could men do that women can't do.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah, but I guess he misunderstood.
Yeah, right, he did. Everybody did.
He's dumb.
All right, thanks, Ramina. Boy, oh boy, man. You can't throw out a simpler topic than that, and some people just can't follow it.
Well, and by the way, it was not her fault. It was ultimately his fault. Because
I tell you, I hate running the risk of insulting this audience. I'd put up our dumb callers against any other dumb callers from any other radio station on the planet, and I think we got him aced.
Yeah, tonight's been a pretty rough night. I mean, it's been a turbulent night in terms of quality of calls tonight.
I mean,
I got to be honest with you.
We might have some smart listeners, but we've got some extremely stupid callers.
And it's very important.
I'm not saying Romina was one of them.
No, and I think it's very important when assessing this program to understand there are two categories. There are listeners and there are callers, and let's not confuse those groups, please.
All right,
I love Funyuns.
All right, I got to take a leak. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.